Pope Francis said on Sunday that the day will come when nations will live in peace. It will be a great day, he said, in which weapons will be dismantled and transformed into instruments of work. What a great day, he said, that will be.
Che bel giorno sarà questo.
And this, Pope Francis added, is possible.
E questo è possibile.
So let's put a bet on hope, he continued, on hope for peace, because peace is possible.
Scommettiamo sulla speranza di una pace, e sarà possibile.
Speaking to crowds of pilgrims gathered in St. Peter's Square for the Sunday Angelus, the Pope recalled the passage from the prophet Isaiah, who speaks of a time when swords will be broken into ploughs and nations will live in peace, and reminding those present that this Sunday marks the first Sunday of Advent, the beginning of a new liturgical year, the Pope pointed out that this is a season that renews the horizon of hope.
L'orizzonte della speranza.
He encouraged the faithful to rediscover the beauty of being on a journey towards the encounter with Jesus. And as the first Sunday of Advent this year also falls on World AIDS Day, the Pope did not fail to make a strong appeal so that all patients affected by the disease may have access to the care they need.
Preghiamo per tutti.
We express our solidarity, Pope Francis said, with the people affected by HIV/AIDS, especially children. And we express our closeness to the many missionaries and health operators who work in silence. We pray, he said, for everyone, also for physicians and researchers. May every sick person, without exception, have access to the care they need. I'm Linda Bordoni.